Greetings, saints of God. This story on Joseph becomes more exciting as we explore and as we probe deeper into how it is that he responded to his brothers, who were at this time guilty, they were convicted, they were troubled, they were perhaps angry themselves that they meted out such an evil on their brother Joseph. But God changed Joseph's heart. And so Joseph spoke with his brothers kindly, not angrily. In verse 6 he said, "For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, provision in the earth, and to save your life by a great deliverance." Look at what the young man is speaking. This is a young man whose heart has been tailored by the Holy Spirit so that he could see things from a different perspective, a higher plane. He writes, "To plant my feet on higher ground." Hallelujah. Sometimes where we are viewing from, all we see is chaos and confusion, hatred and envy and jealousy and all those type of things. The wisdom of this world, the Bible says, earthly, sensual and devilish. But the wisdom of that comes from God is pure, peaceable, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and grateful and forgiveness, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I believe Joseph was manifesting the wisdom of God and expressing the love of God towards his brothers. And so in verse 8, the Bible says, "So now it was not you," Joseph was speaking to them, "it was not you that sent me either." You might think you are the one who's guilty of it. It was God. God did this. God allowed you to sell me. Even if you wanted to kill me, it would never happen that way because God had a bigger plan. "And he had made me a father to Pharaoh." Look at God's power and provision. God made Joseph a father to Pharaoh in his Joseph's word, "and lord of all his hosts." From Potiphar's house to Pharaoh's house. What a God. What a God. "And a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." Joseph's expanse of authority covered Egypt. What a God. Joseph's little shepherd's son became a monumental leader of a great nation, of a great civilization called Egypt. What a God. Bless the name of Jesus. And so Joseph spoke to his brother kindly. And he said, "Haste you and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith the son of Joseph," thy son Joseph, "God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not." Hear Joseph's word to his brothers. "Go to your father. Tell him to come down to me. Don't tarry in where you are. God has made me Lord." Bless the name of Jesus. God has promoted me. "Lord of Egypt, come down unto me, tarry not." Bless the name of the Lord. "And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast." Look at Joseph's posterity. Look at Joseph's perspective. Look how Joseph was treating his brothers. They could not, for the like of them, fathom what was happening. But Joseph was speaking to them from a place of full understanding to see how God would preserve life. Verse 11 says, "And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty." Oh my God, what a word. What a word this morning. Bless the name of Jesus. Joseph was kind to his brothers. Verse 12 it says, "And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you." Joseph says, "So I see through the eyes, and my mouth is talking to you." So it's not a statue. It's not an image. It's a real person talking to you. Bless the name of Jesus. "And you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and you shall haste and bring down my father hither. That was Joseph's request. I want to see my father. I am not angry with you. God sent me here to prosper and to preserve life. Bless the name of Jesus. And so we understand love must win. We're going to continue on this as we wrap up the story on Joseph in the next segment. God bless.